Call it a case of be careful what you wish for, or perhaps just some healthy skepticism from the rapidly aging set, but as the Come Out With Pride build-up this week inevitably crescendos into a parade and family-friendly fireworks, there will likely be some cocked and wrinkled brows wondering just how it came to this. Over the past year, especially in the wake of the Prop 8 and DOMA decisions, a number of my gay peers have breathed cautious new life into the assimilation and heteronormative arguments of the old gay guard. The movement toward equality, after all, began with a countercultural explosion, so some of us still hold a soft spot for the drag queens and the leather daddies of the pride parades of yore. We were propelled into outrageous caricatures in the face of immense adversity, threats of arrest, and a silent killer that our own government took too long to address. We were loud on purpose. But this year, a lot of that will be toned down to accommodate a wider audience and broader sponsor base. The CIA, Lockheed Martin, and other heretofore unthinkable participants will be joining the lineup. And maybe there's nothing wrong with that. We wanted equality. To some degree, we got it. So as I march this year with a lump in my throat, celebrating the life of my husband, Alan, who I lost last year, I think I'll choose to celebrate the uniqueness of every relationship and indeed every individual. The acceptance of acceptance, after all, doesn't equal the homogenization of identity. We are better and prouder than that.